I'm Laurel Bowman. A senior Saudi official denied on Thursday he had threatened to harm the human rights expert who led the UN investigation into the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. This after the United Nations confirmed the expert's account of the threat. Agnes Callamar, the UN expert on summary killings, has said that a Saudi official threatened at a January 2020 meeting in Geneva that she would be, quote, taken care of if she was not reined in following her investigation into the journalist's murder. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte expressed concern to China's ambassador about Chinese vessels massing in the South China Sea, his spokesman said, as Vietnam urged Beijing to respect its maritime sovereignty. International concern has grown in recent days over what the Philippines has described as a swarming and threatening presence of more than 200 Chinese vessels that it believes were manned by maritime militia. Belarusian opposition figures marked an unofficial Freedom Day on Thursday by calling for new protests against veteran President Alexander Lukashenko to increase pressure on him to resign. Lukashenko has faced the biggest challenge to his nearly 27-year rule since protesters took to the streets after he was declared the winner of a presidential election last August, which they say was rigged. The United States on Thursday sanctioned two conglomerates controlled by Myanmar's military following the general's February 1st coup and crackdown. According to a statement on the U.S. Department of Treasury's website, the U.S. sanctions target Myanmar Economic Holdings Public Company Limited and Myanmar Economic Corporation Limited. Again, this is according to the notice posted on that website. This is VOA News. An advisor to Russia.